Eloheinu, Melech Ha'olam, Shehakol Neyeh B'Vro. Perhaps in the brief time we have before Myra V'Siyata D'Shemaya, we can address the Shaila that came to me this week. A lot of Yeshiva Bachran, Baruch Hashem, returning from Eretz Yisrael. Coming back home for Bein Hazmanim, we know the Shlach HaKadosh writes in Masechta Shavuos that there is no Musag of Bein Hazmanim. What do you mean Bein Hazmanim? There's a time in between Zmanim when you're supposed to learn, when you're not supposed to learn. So the Shlach HaKadosh, Kori Togar, is very upset denouncing the very Musag of a concept called Bein Hazmanim. We know that there's a Zman through a latch of Shach writes in Oktober Mamorim, the same way that the Zman of learning, you have to be Koveya Zmanim Yechodim to go ahead and say this when I need to relax. So I need to re-energize, replenish the kochas, and ever send the kochas a golf. But to create a musa called Bein Hazmanim, what do you mean? Pasuk in Yeshua, Perkal Pasuches, Hagisim Yom of Alayla. You got to learn all the time. It's got to be a continuous learning, right? So Scheinberg and Mishmer Schaim, Chelik Aleph, and Inyan Beis. When it comes to Nyanei Talmud Torah, either Shagasariye writes it's Simon Yer Beis of Chuvah Shagasariye. Why not say the Talmud Torah is a mitzvah seishas on grama? Why the need for a separate b'tor to exempt a woman from Talmud Torah? Halacha l'maisa, the Gemara says the kedushin daf chav tes and beis for the amata mosas b'neichem b'neichem v'lo b'noseichem. From that, the Gemara deduces the hemshich of the Gemara hala is women have a threefold exemption. We're not mechuyev to teach them; they're not mechuyev to learn, and they don't have to teach to impart Torah to the next generation. Granted, the Rambam and the Meiri and Rav Rishonim, Rambam Milchus Talmud Torah Parakalav Halacha Yud Gimel Havadas, most Rishonim concur with talking about Torah Shavah Peh. Why do they have to learn Torah Shavah Sav? I'm a Torah Shavah Peh. What do I need a posik for? Ask the Shagasai. Just say it's a mitzvah, say Shosu and Groma. It's a mitzvah learned during the day, it's a mitzvah learned at night, and the mitzvah in the day is not the one at night, and the mitzvah at night is not the one at day. So why not say it's simply mitzvah, say Shosu and Groma? And that's why the Batur is the same in the Sugya when he started Chavtesim and Aleph. They're called mitzvah, say Shosu and Groma. We know, state the Mishnah before Eshes, the women are Baturis, women are exempt. Why the need for a separate Miyuchadik Kra? Right? To Shimon Poshud, because a Gisa Yom Alayla doesn't mean you have to learn in the day. And there's a Bazun, there are mitzvah, separate mitzvah to now learn at night, and means it's a continuous mitzvah, learn during the day, and learn during the night. You got to be learning 24/7. Elowat, bitula shatura, zo kiyuma. Menachas haritzesim and aleph. There's a time to be mevatel the Torah, v'zoi yisoda. And that's the key. And Rashi says, menachas hatabat haritzesim is, you even get schar ki lo yoshe velome. There's a time to learn, and there's a time. Lakolzman veis the kol chayfetz. And there's a time. Shivas daf yedzayin and aleph mevatel and talmud Torah lachnasus kala levayis ameis. There's a time that we drop the learning of Torah. Posuk in the beginning of Parak Gimel Megillas Koheles. All of the verbs, the 28 lashonas that Shlomo Melech lechochem Galadim invokes. Lakolzman veis the kol chayfetz tachas shemayim. But what esra kod veis sepon? What happened to the expected lamed? It should be the infinitive. Es lemod veis lirkod. I'm sorry. Es lirkod veis lispod. Ela what? Zok the Vilna Gaon and the Kutim in the back of Dibri Eliyo. Zok the Heilig Agrab, because the Lamed stands for Limud. That's why it's called the Lamed. Men Rishos Yisro Vekiva. Gemara Shabbos Kavdel and Amin Aleph. The Lamed stands for Limud. Two times you have to drop the Lamed for Limud. Ace Rekod Vesapod. Ksivas Daf Yitzayan. Mevatel and Tama Torah. Lachnas is kalal vayisam eis for the rikudin. Kate's amrakul v'nekala. You got to drop the lamed for liman atayra and by sepod the vayisam eis for hespit. You have to drop the lamed and that's eisher kod vayis sepod. There's a time. Some amela learning batsim is all the time. Ella what if you have to go out to chasnas? You have to help clean up a pesach. Then avada there's a musagavi tulosh atorah zoi yisoda. It's a time you got to clean up a pesach. You got to be makayim kibud av aim especially mitzvah sheyesh lasa derechem. There's a time and a place for everything that calls man. The kol chayfetz tachas a shemayim. So what's a gisa yom alayla? It's not two separate mitzvahs. Yes, nedarim dav chesam and aleph. You're mekayim b'di eved the chiyuv talmud Torah with kriyashma de shacharis who kriyashma de arvis. But about the talmud Torah is continuous. Hagisa ba yom alayla. And we mentioned beautiful the haris in the back of chu of Rabbi Yehuda Yala Sads chidushim amaseches ksuvis. They have likutim and he writes in the back that why is it a gisa yom alayla? We know in yadus a kulei amamode after the Torah was given machlo. The Gabi pre Matan Torah, post Matan Torah, Kulei Amamodi. Everybody agrees that when it comes to Yiddishkeit, the day always goes Basar the Laila. The Yom follows the Laila, follows the night. It should be Vagisavo Laila Vayom. Not Vagisavo Yom of a Laila. Ella writes of Yiddel Asad, but Torah is Koche Kochim. We know when it comes to Kochim to the Kabbonis in the Beis HaMikdash, it's a separate Shmuz. Why that is such a case? Why that's the case? But Al Kaponim, when it comes to Kabbonis to Kochim, Shlomim, for example, that's Eden, the Shnei Yom.
Yom V'Layla Echad, the Seder, the sequence is Pukvakir, is exactly the opposite. The Yom starts the day, and then it's continued by the Laila. So the Torah, which is Kodshe Kodshim, Hagi Sebo, Yom V'Layla, to highlight that it's Kodshe Kodshim, that's why it's a day before the night. So Torah's got to be Yom V'Layla, it doesn't mean a separate Chiv in the day, a separate Chiv in the night. Torah's continuous, it's got to be all the time. So what does it mean? Bein Azmanim, there's a Musag that you have to be Mevato Tama Torah to get ready for Pesach to help your parents. But Avada, there's no musig of a Bein Azmanim. Akopana, people come back for what they call a Bein Azmanim. And what happens? Somebody told me this week, it didn't happen to my minyan. We only had one or two people on Monday and Thursday, but someone told me there were minyanim when they had 6 to 8 people lining up for Birchas HaGomel. Hi, what do you do? How can they go out and be mafri? Isn't that a shtikul tirchet tzibura? By having all the people recite the Birchas HaGomel, what is odif? Is it odif to say, 10 yeshiva bachim just got off the plane? Should you have each one recite, is there a mailan adifus to have each one recite the Birchas HaGomel bein ola bein atzmo? Or should we say, no, have echam avarach lakulam, have one person recite the Birchas HaGomel, and have a mind everybody else will be listening, and they'll be yaitzeh, shemeh kona, and they'll have it, and we'll save the tzibur a lot of time, especially when people going through the sinner, v'chulei lining up one after the other, and a mamshah could take several minutes. So what should be the case? I know I should have discussed this before the yeshiva bachim came back. Alamais, a post-fact, or at least maybe perhaps some are still coming back Monday. I'll go upon him very quickly. Gemara in the 8th parak of Brachas. Machlokis and Gimlom and Aleph. Haloch alamaisa. Tona Bonon state in the Gemara Braisa Yoshua Mesa Medrash. Tamidim was sitting in the base Medrash with Vior Lefraim. We're talking about Havdalah. And Or comes, the candle is brought into the base Medrash. So do you make each one recites his own bracha or Echam Avarach Lekulam? Achlokis Pesham Beisilo, Pesham Yomer Kol Echam Echam Avarach Latzmo. Each one recites the bracha to himself. Beisolom Echam Avarach Lekulam. Mishim Shanamar, because of the Pasuk of Mishlei Barovam Hajas Melech. We want to have the Hadar to the Melech, the glory, the splendor, the king is heightened, has enhanced. When we have a Rovam, we have an abundance of the population, we have a large multitude of people. That is the bechin of Hidr Mitzvah. Mela, we want Rovam Hajas Melech Echam Avarach Lekula. I understand they supplied a reason. My time up because Ksavri Zog the Gemara, they hold it's Bittul Taira to start waiting for one guy. Everyone's got to be silenced. Look how makbid they were in Bittul Beis Amerish. A few seconds to gather one guy to get him up to the bima and have him recite for everyone. It's going to be Bittul Beis Amerish. In fact, parenthetically, in Slobodka, they used to have a minhag that when we're learning morning Seder, anytime a bocher wanted, you could get up to the middle of the to the bima and you could say over a chiddush to the base medrash. So Rav Aaron Kullers, that's all. When he got into Slobodka, the Eloi Shebiluyim that he was, came the first morning Seder. Rav Aaron got up in the middle, he gave a clap, and he stood up and he said a chiddush. The next day, he stood up twice and said a chiddush. The next day, 3 or 4 times in the middle, said a chiddush. The next day, 7, 8 times. They said, Rav Aaron, that's too many chiddush Shetaru. We can't do this. It's too much Bittul Beis Medrash. Nobody was able to get any learning done because every couple of minutes, Rav Aaron Kullers had enough chiddush. And he was saying, it's still Bittul Beis Medrash. They had to be about the minute. He kept saying, so do you stop everyone to listen? And the Gemara continues signing. It's a pella de gazach because the Gemara then cites a braisa. They wouldn't say marpa, which is tzugazunt. They wouldn't say bless you. Why? You're sitting and learning with a charusa. One sneezes, you don't say bless you. The 1 second it says to say again, you don't question is where the chum hold. Is there a bar plute? Is there someone who argues? Or a monk has a tshuva? And Charles Tshuva is gargor and barosh amir, the machaber pasalcha. And he clears maybe the bar plute, the rabban hold, you should never say asuta. You should never say marpa. You should never say tzugazunt. Question would be why? That's for whole nother shear. Fascinating. Look how makbid they were in Bittul Beis Medrash. Mamash, the few seconds to gather everyone together. So what do you see? We paskin l'char beis. Allah says it's paskin in Tur Shulchan Aruch. Echon mevorach l'kulon. And that's what's brought Allah l'maisa. The one recites the bracha for everybody else. So what should we do? L'chayra paskin l'ay beis. Hello, comes bracha zegomel. And we should have echon mevorach l'kulon. And that is, in fact, Rosh Shlomo Zalman. Listen to Rosh Shlomo Zalman in Halicha Shlomo, 23rd parak of Halicha Shlomo Tfilah. Writes of Shlomo Zalman, Nusach and Sif Zion of Perch of Gimel. Nusach Berchus Agomo Shalfanir Shagamalani Kol Tuv. Kol Shehu.
First, Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, I'm bothered, I'm perturbed. What's the Loshen? Kol Tov? Shemivarach HaNezaf B'Shein Lo Adayin Kol Tov. If a person on Chmal Tzan falls off a roof, and he's bruised just by living, he was in a Matzav Sakana, now he's alive. See, he says, the Nusach HaBracha, why? But it's not Kol Tov, he's not 100% better, and this is a big Shaila, by a Cholosh and a Shrapi, at what point? But certainly, when a person just averted a car accident, even if you're not 100% better, just the fact that you're alive, see, he says, better than Nusach HaLabal HaTani, which is also in Siduri Taimon, Shemivarach Omer Shagam Malani Tov. Tov, not Kol Tov, it's not everything. And the Onam answer, Yishak Melcha, Tov, Yimelcha, Kol Tov, Selah, same one who gave you a Tov, should now give you a Kol Tov. And that's the Baruch that he's mounted. But again, he's Nam Nashana, the Nusach, Halach Lamaisa, we don't do it, right? So Shom Azam and Tzipkot and Ches, HaMavaruch HaMotzi Achirim Yedei Chavasin, if one person gets up to recite a Berachos HaGomel, and he's Motzi other people, Odev Sheyomer B'Loshin Rabin, you should really say Loshin Rabin, because he's being Motzi other people. Ach Yoch Levarach Gam B'Loshin Yochid, Aval Tzibur Yanu B'Loshin Rabin, Misha Gamal Chem Tov, Uyu Gamal Chem Kol Tuv Selo, so if you can have Echem Avarach L'Kulon, Halach L'Maisa, right? So Shom Azam, he can do either one. He could either say the Nusach of Loshin Yochid, or he even prefers the Loshin Rabin, and everyone will answer together, Misha Gamalachem, because one person, Ruvain, is being Motzi, everybody else. Writes the Orchas Halacha here at Funo 26. Kein Hora Rabbeinu B'Yeshivas Kol Toira. Shebetzchilas Hazman. Yivarech, there's a fascinating piece, we don't have time now, but Rosh Hashanah is even Mechalik between going from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, so when you go to Chutz Laretz, Eretz Yisrael, then it's Kol Tov. When you go from Eretz Yisrael to back to America, then it's only Tov. It's not Kol Tov. Oh, another separate piece. That's for another time. We don't like to digress. Now, hey, now, Rabbeinu Meshiv is called Torah. Be'chilas ha-zman yivarech echon min ha-tamidim shabo mi-chutzar b'chas ha-gomel. Now, hey, v'chanu lotzis for b'chos. So, if I didn't have one guy do it, everybody else would be yotzei. Why? Mishum rovam hajus melech. A habit like we pass can meisilo. Olam lahaya nichalek okach lekvosh yivarech b'loshen rabim. He didn't want to establish to say b'loshen rabim. Because, lo l'shan es v'chulek to say b'loshen yochan, and that is how we pass can. The hosev sharoi shiyamnu kol mochiyam rochaz yusamach labim ha-sakriya. Kedish she'echadnu olayim ha-kach. Everyone should be that crowded together at the same time. But Rosh Hashanah was clearly Maldiv, Echem Avorach Lekulon, and that is Shitas Beis Hillel, Brochus and Gimel Man Aleph. However, writes our Rabbinowitz of Piskei Tshuvas, and there's a lot of right here because we have Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah writes in a few places, and Simon Ches and Rechaim Sivkot and Yigimel, as well as in Simon Reshid Gimel, by Berchas HaPeiros. Berachas Hanan and Sivkot in your base. Then when it comes to Berachas Hanan and Berachas Hamitzvahs, the minig is Kol Echem Nevorach La'atzmo. Even though Taka we paskin the Kushta de Milsa Liva Beis Hillel and Meikar Adin Echem Nevorach La'kulam. And nowadays, when not everybody is a baki, is fluent, is an expert in having the requisite kavana, the kavana lahotzi and the kavana lotzi. Since not everybody is an expert today, better the Mishnah Berurah writes become a dukli in a number of places. Since Eino Kobakiyim Neskavein Lotzi Salahotzi, there's no Shasha Brachas Shenatz. Since we're knowing like this, and therefore passes the Mishabur in a number of places, that really Kol Echem Avarach La'atzmo. Really, everyone should go and recite Kol Echem Avarach La'atzmo. However, certainly the Mishabur, because in all the cases he's mashma, I know that we do pasket even today, but a frat in the yeshiva or even a basic kinesis. Well, pretty much everybody here has the Kavanah Lotze, and has the Kavanah Lotze. Before when you can get up and make an announcement, then the Gabe gives a clap in the view and says, everyone else that got off the plane, the 10 yeshiva guys that got off the plane of Allah, without getting into the Shaila Shi to make a Brasa Goba Bachlal. We know that Ramosha writes in the Gus Moshe Ravaji Yosef Nechama Das that you're on a plane, you go around Seoul, they hold you, make the Bracha with Shema Malchus. We know that the Chabinarov, the Belzerov, the Satmarov, many said to say without Shema Malchus or Averdiman and others, hell not to say the Bracha at all because it's Maisim Machoyom. Many have the minhag not to say it at Seoul, people on the plane all the time. And therefore, there's no reason to go in and say it. Well, once you hold it, you're going to say it. And if you're going to paskin like Moshe Feinstein, like Rav Avi Yosef, and you're going to say Rishay Malchus, have the Gabbai give a clap, and have him say that we're going to do like Rosh Hashanah, and even the Mishnah Berurah Lachara would agree, befrat when you have a Tirchli Tzibur of 7, 8, 9 guys lining up, have the Gabbai give a clap, everybody have in mind that this person, Ruvein, will be Motzi Acherim, everyone who needs to be Yotzi will come to the Bima and have Kavona Lotes from Ruvein. You'll save a lot of Tirchli Tzibur, if we're so makbid that Mishnah Berurah brings down a day, and this is how Rav Yosef Zatzal was knowing, then when you get called up to the Torah, even though you're allowed to go ahead and roll the Sefer Torah and then open it after you finish the Berachas HaTorah, Mishnah Berurah brings down a day in Echas Kriyas HaTorah, and this is Maisi B'chol Yom. Rav Yosef and many other Gedolei Yisrael know they leave the Sefer Torah open, they look to the left so it doesn't look, there's no shash, and it looks like you're reading the Berachas HaTorah from the Ksav, the Sefer Torah. You look to the left, and then you go to Rosh Hashanah, so why to save the Tzibur the extra 2 seconds from
the conclusion of the bracha to not have to reopen the Sefer Torah, even out the Mishnah Berurah rings and day is called a tichzira achas kama kama, to have 6-7 guys line up, Lufini is daiti, that's what we should be knowing, like the Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, and especially with Dini of Tichri Tzibura, the Gabbai should give a clap, everyone who needs to be yaitse brachas agomo should come up to the bima, let him go and say it, even like the achro sofit of Rav Shlomo Zalman, don't say Lashon Rabim, say the Lashon Yochad, say the Kol Tov, Eina Chanami, say the bracha, the same way we have it in the Sedurim, but the Tzibur should answer, Gamalachem Kol Tov, Gamalachem Kol Tov, Sala Lashon Rabim, if the Tzibur only answer Lashon Yochad, Avada, there's still be yaitse, plenty more to talk about, we're out of time, Mechiris Chameitz, right after tomorrow, tonight, 7:45 to 8:15, and again, the rest of this man, I'm on the show website, and outside in the lobby, have a Gavaldig announced, we'll see you by Shabbos HaGadol, I'm wishing everyone a Gavaldig Shabbos HaGadol up ahead, we'll see you at 5:25, Akutanach, and Hatzlocha from the Gavaldig Shabbos, Kaddish, please.